Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Say it's
Support you. You know I converted to Islam, but I'm still going to support you doing something positive. That's what we should always do, support our people.
Indeed. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a prayer request? Are you just hanging out with me tonight?
Both.
Okay.
Both. But sure, prayer, I say on my health, my family's health, self, let me see, discipline, wisdom, knowledge, and at peace, and I say wealth.
Okay.
Wealth to help others, too, not just, you know.
Not just be selfish.
Huh?
Not just be selfish.
Nope, not to be selfish.
Okay.
My mother's going to love you because she's a pastor. She's going to come on. I'm going to put her on Facebook in a week.
Okay. That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get connected with her, so that'll be great.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Okay, sister.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard on my brother's knees, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. One by one, God, begin to fulfill them, Lord God. Look upon his health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Look upon his family's health, Lord God. You said in your word that healing is the children's bread. Let him and his family partake of it, God. You said in your word, Lord God, that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, Lord God. And be in health, Lord God. Let him and his family. Prosper, Lord God, in every area and be in complete health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give it to them, Lord God. Give unto his bosom, Lord God, that he may be able to give unto others, Lord God. Crown him with your wisdom, Lord God, that he may be able to lead his life according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving him discipline, Lord God. Train him, Lord God, in the way that you would have him to go, Lord God. Your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by you, Lord God. Order his steps, Lord God. Direct him, Lord God, and teach him discipline in the name of Jesus, God. And just look upon him in every area, God. Every area where he hasn't spoken about, God, that you know about, that's in need of you, Lord God. Meet him at the point of his needs in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Sister, I have something I want you to check into. I think it helped build your ministry. I was trying to tell my mother, but she's stuck in her old ways. So I think you might can pull it off. There are a lot of females what are broken. I mean, we all know this. But there are especially a lot of black, Latino women what's broken, and even Caucasians. And the thing is, it was this one girl who I knew who was trying to do it. Excuse me for 1 second, miss.
Okay.
Yeah. It was this one woman who I knew who was trying to have a couple of days a week on Facebook where she can help spread some words, but she wasn't healed herself, so it was kind of, you know, knowing her situation, people knowing who she wasn't healed or even delivered from it, but she was preaching it. But I think because to preach, you got to be taking steps to be delivered from certain things. And I just think right now, because, you know, before I converted to Islam, I basically planted the seed into a lot of people to want to watch church on the web or even go to church. It might not be the church I used to be a member of, but so my thing is, because you know, you are gifted, you know, I think to build your ministry, you should have, you know, different days of the week. Like, you know, one day, you know, if you're trying to be delivered from being abused, you know, and you don't know what steps to take, whatever, you know, and you can have them inbox you, you know, or you can speak one-on-one, you know, with them on the phone. Then say another day you can have something, say, if you're trying to be delivered from drugs or whatever the situation is, you know, just because you'd be surprised, there are a lot of females on Facebook who I definitely know who is in abusive relationships. And what happened is they got accustomed to being in an abusive relationship. It's normal to them now. So when the kids see that, the kids is going to repeat it in the next generation. Because
and
they see
Michael is going to keep continuing.
There you go. And it's just like, it's not okay. And it's just like, and you know, the weird thing about it, what I never understood, you know, I grew up in the projects. You know, my parents was married and my mother divorced, but she remarried. So there was always someone there, even if they wasn't the right person. But when my mother decided her husband wasn't the right match, she didn't want to be another person on drugs. I seen my mother work 70, 80 hours a week. My grandmother would watch me and my other brother, but she came home at 7 o'clock. She made sure we had food on the table, and she sat with us to eat, even sometime when she didn't have money to buy herself food. And it's just amazing. You know, she was able to do that all by herself, and it's just amazing. The girls today, and it's like, this is why we can't find men like myself don't, you know, you can't find a woman. Because it's just like, you know, a lot of them don't have that motivation, and they make more than the man in these days. And it's just like they don't want to go through the struggle of being by themselves to overcome some of their issues and take their kids out of a dangerous situation to help heal themselves. And it's very scary. And it's just like we're at the point now where it's bad. 50% of black men don't date black ladies, and 50% of Latino men don't date black ladies. I mean, Latino men don't date Latino ladies. So I'm 38 years old, and my daughter's 17. She'd be 18 in June. So saying if my daughter's walking on the street and she's being raped, the chances on a black man out of 1 out of 10 stopping to help her out of 1 out of 10, it's a 5. He's not going to help because a lot of us men are upset. You know, I'm telling you from a former drug dealer, you know, even I never gave my money to no woman, but some of these men out here who was looking for excitement and who was looking for someone to be there for them, they thought if they gave ladies money, I'm only telling you from the friends who I know and who's incarcerated, so they thought if they gave a female money, they would love them, but they didn't. So when they got incarcerated, the females wasn't there. And we're at a point now where 50% of black men who was in jail, because not all black men is in jail, they just don't date black ladies, so we don't see them. Because they were all other nationalities, Asian, Latino, and Caucasian. But 50% of black men, hate black women. And it's just like, you know, a lot of these kids is being murdered out here today is coming from majority of single parents. And it's time to give men a chance to raise their children, because I'm not saying a woman can't do it, because she can, because my mother did it with me.
I understand what you're saying, but it's better if a child has both parents to draw from.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not saying the woman can't do it. She can do it, but it's easier if she has a man there.
That's what I'm saying. But see, the thing is, I lived in the projects, right? When I moved out when I was 18, but the thing was, 50% of those mothers in the project knew where the father was at, but because they was trying to get extra support, they didn't allow the fathers there. And that's the same thing right now. It's illegal for a woman to go and seek welfare if a man was incarcerated. That's why, because I have brothers who went through it, that's why the judge tells them, we can drop the child support. And 50% of the ladies don't do it because they swear they're going to get $100,000 and that's going to never happen. But it holds a black man back, because if a man did a crime and he did his time, and he was responsible for doing his time, and you went and collected welfare and you think he's going to go and get a job owing $70,000 or $80,000, because I wouldn't do it, but you think he's going to go and get a job knowing it was illegal for him to be charged with child support, then it's just like you're stopping him from growing. And we're at that point right now. It's very dangerous because, you know, if you notice, the Latino population is coming together financially. They might not be coming together socially, but they're coming together financially. So our biggest threat right now is kind of ourselves and them, because the racism is coming back. Slowly but surely. In California, blacks and Mexicans are at war. We slowed down, but we still have our issues with them. Because, California shared with blacks and Mexicans. You know?
I thank you for sharing your testimony of prolific fire. Prolific fire is an altar,
thank
and
you.
We're going to take all those concerns before the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed night, okay?
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you saw every need that my brother addressed on Prolific Fire tonight, Lord God. And I ask that you bring unity, Lord God, among the races, Lord God. You strengthen that mother that's raising a child on her own, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her like only you can, Lord God. Step in, and you be that man that she's looking for, that she needs in this hour until the right man steps up. The right physical man steps up and do what needs to be done in the name of Jesus. And we thank you on tonight, Lord God, for bringing races together, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, for addressing every concern that was brought before you tonight, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you for it. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire.
Hello.
Welcome to Prolific Fire.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. My name is Rosa, and I desire prayer for the directions from the Lord.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for Rosa tonight, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word that you ordered the steps, Lord God, that you ordered the steps of a good man, Lord God. We're going to translate that to mean the good woman, too, as well, God. I thank you for ordering her steps, Lord God. I thank you for crowning her head with your wisdom, Lord God. Give her the zeal to stay in your word, Lord God, that she can see the direction that you want to take her into, Lord God. Make it plain to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Minister to her spirit like only you can, God. The same way you gave the disciples direction, Lord God, when they submitted themselves to you, Lord God, and they followed you, God. Teach her how to follow you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you
for calling Prolific Fire tonight.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you for everybody that's listening. I thank you for everybody that's called in and participated so far. We're going to play another song and worship, and after that, I'm going to pray and start tonight's message.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you more each day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day.
One more time.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you more each day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. You more each day. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, I will bless your name.
From the rising of the sun, help me, children. From the rising.
From the rising of
to the going down of the same.
Jesus, I love you more. I love you more.
welcome to Believe in Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I thank you for joining me once again on tonight. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I love you, God. You are the center of my world, and I love you so much, God. I lift you up tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight, God. Set me down, God, and you rise up in me, God. You say what you need to say, Lord God, how you want to say it, Lord God, that your people may be blessed, God. Bless every listener, Lord God. Bless every follower and supporter of this show, Lord God. Bless everybody that's broken, Lord God, that needs to be healed on tonight, Lord God. Bless everybody that's struggling, Lord God. Bless those that have betrayed you, Lord God. But they love you, but they betrayed you for the things that they wanted, the things that the flesh desire, Lord God. And tonight they desire to come back to you, Lord God. Show them how to come back to you, Lord God. Minister to their spirit, Lord God. Meet them at the point of their need, right where they are tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you honor and praise for who you are. Amen. Tonight, there is a word from the Lord. The foundational text comes from Matthew 26, verses 14 through 30, and also Matthew 27, verses 1 through 5 from the NIV. And it reads like this. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. The Lord's Supper, verse 17. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." 25. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." That's verse 25. I also like that verse from the Message Bible. Matthew 26, verse 25. In the Message Bible, it says, "Then Judas, already turned traitor, said, 'It isn't me. Is it, Rabbi?' Jesus said, 'Don't play games with me, Judas. Don't play with God. He knows everything.'" Hebrews 4 and 13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." Don't play with God. I like that verse. Don't play with me, Judas. Back to Matthew 26, verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." 29, "I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Verse 30, "When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Switching over to Matthew 27. Verse 1 through 5, it says, This is when Judas hangs himself. Verse 1, early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. Verse 4, I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is it to us, they replied. This is your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hung himself. And I'm just going to go step by step tonight and give you the revelation that God gave me. And I hope each of you will be blessed. Sometimes God has to step back and allow us to do wrong before we can see the wrong that we've done. Matthew 27, verse 3, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, then he was seized with remorse. He had to see what he did before he was remorseful. Jesus knew Judas would take, but he also knew Judas would protect. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been the money treasurer. What you love would cause you to do good or to do evil. Matthew 27 and verse 4 says, I have sinned, Judas said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. Be careful what you go after in this life. Be careful what you go after in this life. Matthew 6 and 21 warns us, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What a person does in your face does not determine what they will do behind your back. Everybody struggles between integrity and deceit. Jeremiah 17 and 9 from the King James Version. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Back to the text. Matthew 26 and 23, Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. God says when Judas dipped his hand into the bowl with Jesus, there was an example of a covenant, a contract, a binding agreement. Beloved, even those that are supposed to know you best, even those, the ones that are closest to you, are capable of betraying you. Think about that. Beloved, even those that are supposed to know you best, even the one closest to you is capable of betraying you. Don't get me wrong. I really believe Judas loved Jesus. It's just that he loved money too. And the scripture says in 1 Timothy 6 and 10, the love of money is the root of all evil. Notice what 1 Timothy 6 and 10 does not say. It does not say money is evil or having money is evil. It does not say money is evil or having money is evil. God wants us to live productive lives, and that requires money. He wants us to be independent and yet codependent on him. God wants us to live productive lives, and that requires money. He wants us to be independent and yet codependent on him. Listen to the words of 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 through 12. Make it your ambition to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life, beloved, you should be doing something productive daily. Invest in yourself so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and that you will not be dependent on anybody. Ask yourself, what am I doing daily with my time? Does my life warrant the respect of outsiders? Does my life glorify God? Be dependent, self-insured. Don't just settle with being the givee, but seek to be the giver in which your blessing lies. Acts 20, verse 35, is more blessed to give than to receive. Back to 1 Timothy 6 and 10. And so the Bible does not say. Having money is evil, but loving the money you have, forgetting that it was God that gave you the ability to get wealth, is evil. For a reference on that, see Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Anything you love more than God and deliberately pay more attention to it is evil. Anything you love more than God and deliberately pay more attention to is evil. For reference on that, see Exodus 20, verses 1 through 5. Still, I believe Judas loved Jesus. It was an imperfect love and an infected love, but yet he loved him. To say that Judas didn't love Jesus would be like saying an alcoholic doesn't love his family. To say that Judas didn't love Jesus would be like saying a shopaholic doesn't love her family. People with addictions do love their families. It's just that they are in a constant battle between integrity, doing what they know deep down is right, and deceit. That double-crossing spirit that will stop at nothing to get what it wants. Caught up in a mental and emotional struggle, the flesh gets weak and gives into temptation. It can happen to any of us. That's why the Bible warns in Matthew 26, verse 41, watch and pray so that you will not fall. Watch. Stay alert, aware of the things and people you choose to bring into your space, and pray so that you will not fall. Let me repeat that for somebody, because somebody needs that. Watch. Stay alert, aware of the things and people you choose to bring into your space, and pray so that you will not fall. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And before you start ragging on Judas, saying, how could he betray Jesus? Jesus who gave him a job, put food in his mouth. Jesus who put clothes on his back and gave him a name, my disciple. You must remember, we all, and I do mean all, we all have the Judas trait. We all have betrayed him in favor of what we wanted at some point. We all have the Judas trait. We all have betrayed him in favor of what we want at some point. Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Just like Judas, while we were in fellowship with him, we broke covenant. And yes, he loves us. Just like Judas, while we were in fellowship with him, that means while we were saved. I ain't talking about sinning before you were saved, because that's what sinners do. But we sinned while we were saved. We were in fellowship with him, and we broke covenant. So none of us can throw a stone at Judas. We've all been in the same boat. Beloved, decisions are the currency of your life. One wrong decision can cost you everything. And just in case you didn't know and you're new to Prolific Fire, when I feel somebody needs something, I repeat it. And I feel somebody needs to hear that, so I'm going to repeat it. Beloved, decisions are the currency of your life. One wrong decision can cost you everything. Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. Verse 4, I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is that to us? They replied, that's your responsibility. Sometimes you can't undo what you did. You have to take responsibility. Did you hear me? Sometimes you can't undo what you did. You must take responsibility. Sometimes the truth does not set you free, but the truth will hold you accountable. Verse 5, so Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hung himself. Sadly, it cost him everything. Judas saw a side of himself that he couldn't accept, and the spirit of depression, suicide, quickly set in. Beloved, learn to accept your faults and your flaws. Repent. Repent and seek to do better, but never give up. Judas saw a side of himself that he couldn't accept, and the spirit of depression, suicide quickly set in. Genesis 4 and 7. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at the door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. You must master it. Sadly, Judas did not master it. God says there is no setup in your life that does not have a significant reason. God says there is no setup in your life that does not have a significant reason. Matthew 26, verse 18 through 24. Jesus replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. His appointed time was near. And I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. When you know what's coming has purpose, you can celebrate in spite of. Let me repeat that. When you know what's coming, I don't care what it is, when you know what's coming up against you, when you know that thing has purpose, you can celebrate in spite of. So the disciples did as Jesus directed, as Jesus directed them and prepared the Passover. Verse 20, when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, surely not I, Lord. Beloved, when you know who you are in God, you can relax even in the presence of your enemy. When you know who you are in God, you can relax even in the presence of your enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verse 23. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. Verse 24. The Son of Man would go just as it is written about him. That was the significant reason, the purpose. If Judas had understood, known, this setup had a significant reason, a purpose. It was written. It had to be. Some things you go through in life, you may not understand what you're dealing with right now, but it was pre-written and it had to be. If only Judas had understood, known. Just as John was a forerunner for the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, he, Judas, was a forerunner for the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. In all his wrong, the one thing I love and admire about Judas is this. He was bold enough to stand in the face of his fellow sinners and say, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. Stop worrying about your reputation. God would cause those who turn against you to testify for you. Start worrying about your reputation. God would cause those who turn against you to testify for you. Because before Judas hung himself, he ended up testifying about God to his fellow sinners. He said that he had betrayed innocent blood. He let them know. And I think that's bold. Because when a lot of us mess up, we testify to each other. And most of the time, the person that we testifying to is saved like we are. Very rarely do we have enough guts to testify to the sinner. If only Judas had understood, known, but he didn't. And the spirit of depression, suicide, enters through condemnation. When a person feels alone and abandoned, that's why the Bible says in Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Beloved, your emotions are safe in Christ. Beloved, your emotions are safe in Christ. And he saw the truth, and Jesus, the person he not only worked for but ate with, had close communion with, was captured, condemned. Imagine how Judas must have felt, knowing there was nothing he could do to change the course of events. Matthew 26 and 24. The Son of Man would go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Jesus was describing the level of condemnation that would come upon Judas. And in Matthew 26:26, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Give thanks to God in all situations, even in that situation designed to break you. Give thanks to God in all situations, even in that situation designed to break you. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Verse 27, then he took the cup and gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, including Judas, drink from it. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." For the forgiveness of sins. If only Judas had understood and known. But love, there is forgiveness for you. There is forgiveness for you. It is available to you through Christ Jesus. Tonight we come against that condemning spirit of depression and suicide. Live in the name of Jesus. Chains be broken. This is the end of the message, and I hope it blessed somebody. If there's somebody online listening that desires prayer, you can use the number that appears on the screen and call in for prayer. I'm going to play a song and give you all time to call in for prayer or if you have comments. I'm going to play One Step Away by Prophetess Juanita Bynum because I want you all to know that whatever you're facing, Jesus is still just one step away.
put your hand up. When you put your hand up, you're going to stick your hand into the kingdom. He's there.
I would like to personally thank you all that supported Prolificify on tonight and made Prolificify so prolific. Tonight was truly an interesting night, to say the least. Before I go, I would like to give you my contact information. If you would like to contact me on Twitter, you can follow me at twitter.com/prolificfire, or you can make contact with me on facebook.com/prophetessstacy. Also, if you need prayer or private consultation throughout the week, I take that seriously. You can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, throughout the week, if you're away from your computer and you want to re-listen to any of the shows, Prolific Fire is now on iTunes. Thank you, Lord. Also, you can catch the show through your smartphone or your tablet. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire, and we will be there for you. I want to go everywhere that you go. I want to be there for you throughout the week, and hopefully it'll bless you. Thank you all so much. Now I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Patty. She's going to pray us out. Thanks once again for your support. Also, follow this show. If you like the show, it's a button. Just click follow and follow the show and keep up with us. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to thank God for the show tonight. Thank you, praise God, for the word, the awesome word. Not all of us can say we can walk with Jesus. Some will portray him, just like some will portray us, because we are walking with Christ. So I thank and praise God for the word. And I'm going to pray us out. And those that I call in with testimonies and their comments and their everything that they had said, I enjoyed. And pray that God will bless you and your families and everybody that will listen in, and those that wasn't listening, those that's going to tune in later. So we ask you to open up your ears so that you can hear what God is getting ready to say to you. And I thank and praise God for his word tonight. You know, coming from Prophet Stacy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the word tonight, Lord. I thank you for the awesome woman of God, Lord God, that you have, Lord God, instilled your word up in her, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, be able to be with her throughout the days, throughout her days. And, Lord, I ask you to bless her hand, Lord God, that whatever she put her hands on to do, that it will be blessed. And even, Lord God, I ask you to touch her, Lord God, where she needs to be touched at, Lord God, in her life. Thank you, Lord God, for the ones that we're listening on tonight, Lord God. And I ask you to bless their family. Lord, bless the young man. Bless the young lady. Bless the one that called in, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to heal, deliver, and set free. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look on the young lady. And, Lord God, as she's seeking for guidance, Lord God, in her life, Lord God, or guidance in a relationship or whatever, God, she's seeking you guidance, Lord. We ask you to guide her the right direction, Lord God. And we thank you for them, Lord God. And we ask you to be with them, Lord God, every listener, Lord God, and everyone that's going to tune in, Lord God. We ask you to, Lord, and the ones that, Lord God, that wanted to call in, but, Lord God, not yet, Lord God, but we ask you to bless that they will call in another time. Lord, we ask you to touch every sick body, Lord God, that need a healing, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord, we ask you to bless a finance in somebody's life, Lord. Someone need a finance. Maybe someone need a job, Lord God. We ask you to bless them with a job, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to thank you, Lord God, for just being good, just God all by yourself. Look on that child, that woman, that man, Lord God, in an abusive situation, Lord God. Lord, help them find a way out, Lord God. And, Lord God, somebody may be suffering from depression or suffering from things that's not of you, Lord God. We ask you to deliver and heal like only you can. And, Lord, we ask you to bless everyone home and anybody, Lord God, that's listening. Lord, we ask you to put a blessing upon them, Lord God, whatever they want, their needs, whatever their situation is, we ask you to bless it like only you can. Do like only you can do, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Touch down, Lord, in everybody's life, Lord God, they need. Save the ones that are not saved. Deliver those that need to be delivered from things that are not of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we give you all the glory and the honor, Lord, and all the praise go to you. Amen. Amen. Turn back over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank you so much, Prophet Peyton. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.